Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When you wake up in the morning and the light is hurt your head.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Stephen Baum is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the author of What Made Jack Welch Jack Welch. He is, which is available wherever books are sold, and I promise you, if you buy this book, you'll thank me for telling you about it. And he is an outstanding Vistage leader, CEO Roundtable organization, pulling people together to help them become better. Stephen, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about culture, folks, the power of culture. And I really think culture is powerful, Stephen. I know you do too. But it can be powerful either way. I want to tell you a quick positive story about culture. I was introduced to a company 9 or 10 years ago, and I was walking around, hanging around with a company at one of their events that they were having. And they assigned an employee to me who'd been with the company a couple of years. And we were just walking around, and she was telling me about, you know, what she did and that kind of thing. And out of the blue, not I didn't pull it out of her or anything. It wasn't contrived or anything. She said, you know, I really don't like Fridays. And I said, why? She said, because it means I can't come back to work till Monday. And I said then, you know what I said? I said, this is the kind of company I want to hang out with. When you got employees who dread the weekend because they love their work so much, they love being in that environment, in that culture, that's pretty strong, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Powerful.
And it's a wonderful thing to behold. I told you a negative story, and I just want to put a cap on that and tell you a positive one. The cap on the negative story is if you've ever been in a chemical plant, some chemical plants have this awful smell that they can't get rid of.
Right.
And the employees there, after a while, don't even notice it.
Right.
Right? They don't sense the smell. But somebody coming in from the outside smells it. It's like that thing from Carousel where she marries the guy who's the fishmonger, and he stinks of fish, and he doesn't even smell it anymore.
Right.
And that's what a toxic culture is like. The people who are running the joint can't even smell it anymore. But if they make any effort to find out what the culture really is, if they get any independent sort to come in and do a culture exam, they'll find out their worst of the worst. They just don't smell it anymore. By contrast, I've been working with a gang in California, of course, that's a startup with was fewer than 10 employees when I first started working with them, and they would do the work of 20 or 30 employees. It was just unbelievable. They would work their way through crises. Out of the 8 or 9 people, 4 of them acted as leaders at various times, not always the boss, depending on the situation and who knew what. The founder and his sort of co-founder treat the entire squad as a treasured team with high expectations of everybody. And when they had their meetings every week to talk about what needs to get done and how they're doing, everybody at the table is respected for their input. And they have a particular tool they use, which they have a fancy name for, strategy deployment. But basically, it's the list of what are the top 7 things we got to get done in the next 90 days in order to be who we want to be and get done what we want to do. And who's in charge of each of those? Let's break those out into milestones and timetables, and let's put a name next to each of the tasks that are under the milestone. And every time we get together, let's talk about how we're doing on those, what we call a done-by chart. Mm-hmm. Such and such needs to be done by such and such a date, a done-by chart. And what happens is guys who are falling behind will say, I'm falling behind on this, and here's why I think it is, and here's what I'm going to do about it. And then the other guys chime in, well, have you thought about this? Have you thought about that? Can I help you with that? It's the kind of thing where you watch a sports team where they adapt to what the defense looks like when they're on offense. And they, you know, it's just a wonderful thing to behold. And these guys, they work long hours, and it's not even a subject. It is what it is. They can't wait to have their next breakthrough. It's just a spectacular culture.
And I bet you, like you mentioned, the sports team, if you watch, for example, if you watch a defensive football team, a team on the defense make an adjustment, there's usually somebody in the middle who points his hand, points a finger to something and yells something, and everybody makes a shift.
That's right.
And it's because somebody took a leadership role, the others trusted him, and they all knew what they had to do based on that. And very, very efficient, yep. Right?
Well, it's two things. It's both having everybody feel like he can be a leader at any moment.
Right.
And it's communication, that they understand the signals.
And trust.
Yes.
Because everybody, all the other 10 guys on that team might not see that. They may not really, they may not care. All they know is that this guy's led us before. He has our best interests in mind. He wants to win. And I trust that person. That's a huge, trust is at the foundation of everything, isn't it?
Sure. And it takes a long time to build up and seconds to ruin.
Yeah.
So one of the questions I get asked is, what actually drives the culture? What sets that culture? And obviously people talk about financial rewards for outstanding performance, mm-hmm. and all the usual stuff. But a lot of culture is pretty subtle. So, for example, it's the unwritten rules that everybody knows as to how you get ahead and how you are safe in a company. The unwritten rules may be don't criticize anybody in public. Mm-hmm. So let's not have any open discussions, mm-hmm. when we're having meetings to decide what to do.
Mm-hmm.
It may be that you can only cooperate so far with somebody not in your silo. These are unwritten rules that people learn over time.
But also... what the people see the leaders doing.
Well, that's what I'm going to end with.
And we're going to go there right after this break, folks. It's when the people see the leaders take extra effort to redeem somebody that probably should have already been shot, already should have been fired, already should have been sacked. They take extra effort to redeem that person. That contributes to the culture. We're going to be right back with Stephen Baum. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.